kind of were very familiar with.
German auto specialist is there?
Hey, is this Vincent?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, but you've been in contact with another one of our agents over here at Cardiff, and from what I understand, you guys had spoke about possibly taking out a working capital loan. Is there any update on that?
No, I don't know why you'd think that.
Well, you had a discussion with one of our agents here, John. You guys had spoke about possibly, I don't think it was for equipment, but I think you wanted to expand and were planning on hopefully buying a new building.
Oh, was that you guys? Most time I never talk to anybody about anything. I think I did. I was just seeing how it works a little bit.
Got it. Okay, so do you have any upcoming plans or projects here that might require some additional funding or maybe bringing on any new equipment coming towards this new year?
No.
Okay, well, is there maybe a better time of the year for me to get back into contact with you and see if there's anything coming up?
Not really. I mean, I don't do loans, basically, unless I'm buying, like, a building or something.
So do you have those plans
to tell you.
So you still plan on purchasing that building?
It's a pretty big plan, and it doesn't just happen overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe you guys spoke back in September, so it's been a couple months here now.
Yeah. Nothing happening.
Okay. Well, what kind of expectations do you have time-wise for you trying to make that acquisition there?
The plan.
Okay, well, how about this? Can I maybe shoot you over?
I just signed a 3-year lease, so.
Oh, as of just recently?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wouldn't be planning on doing that for quite some time then?
Unless I wanted to buy out of the lease.
Yeah, and do you know how much that would cost you?
No.
Yeah, probably not cheap though, to be honest.
No, I really doubt it.
So how much were you looking for originally?
We have neighbors that were, it was like a title loan company.
Mm-hmm.
They moved and they've been gone for like 6 months and they're just paying the monthly lease. Every month.
They still have to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how much were you originally looking for when you had spoke with John?
I don't even know what I told him.
Oh, it was a little while ago, huh?
I think we were just playing with numbers.
Got it. Okay, well, just so you do know, based off of some financing that your business had done, I think this was through one of our lenders in our network. I think it was back in 2013. It looks like you had done a working capital loan in the past. What was your experience with that?
I didn't realize that it was through some working capital loan company that was going to give my information out to the whole world and be bugged every day about lending. I thought it was through the company that I bought the tool from. It was 0% interest. I thought it was through the company, or I probably wouldn't have done it because it's been. I get calls from you people all the time, and I hate it. I don't borrow money.
Got it. Okay. Well, you are able to just turn well enough of a revenue to just pay cash for everything?
Yeah.
Have you brought on any equipment reservations?
I think the businesses that are doing like weird lending probably are kind of a mess. I mean, I know like construction's probably hard to always keep the payroll going, but. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't imagine not having money to make payroll or buy some couple $1,000 tool or whatever.
Well, so, I mean, you're saying that the equipment isn't too expensive, just a couple thousand?
No, not usually.
Got
it. I'm a pretty simple shop. I don't need you.
Okay, well, how about this? Can I maybe just shoot you?
And it seems weird, the lending, other than a bank. I mean, I'd have to wrap my head around it and actually get a lot of details, and I'm not right now ready to do anything.
Yeah, that's reasonable, but just so you do know, there has been a lot of litigation here. Actually, we are, you know, a registered bank, so I understand that we're not a nationwide bank. We are, you know, a different source of obtaining funds. However, we are still a bank, just a privately held business bank.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, if you guys don't need skyscrapers and branch offices everywhere, I would hope you could get me a better deal.
Yeah, well, exactly. We're not here in any skyscraper, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but just
that's the difference between a little guy like me and a bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
know how to make money. Obviously, they have skyscrapers and they know how to take it from me, the little guy.
Yeah, that is very true. They can be.
So I opt not to get in debt.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't like supporting their skyscrapers at my little shop expense.
Yeah, so I mean, if anything, that should be more of a, you know, reason to work with someone like us rather than a large nationwide bank who's probably not even going to be able to get you the amount you're looking for, especially in the time frame that you need it.
Well, and I guess, yeah, I have no idea what your terms would be or what a bank's terms would be, but say I could buy this building that I'm in and get out of their lease for, say, $300,000, which is probably low. How much time would I have to pay that back?
Well, so we have, typically our working capital, we have 3-month to 3-year payment terms. It kind of depends on how you look on paper. It depends on what kind of programs we can get you fit into. But what we do try to do here is shoot for the largest amount and the longest amount of time possible, and then from there we can work backwards. Say you get qualified for that $300,000, but you only need 100 of it right now. You can opt to just take 100 of it.
Okay, but I don't know. Well, anyway, I'd never be able to pay $300,000 back in 3 years, so I guess this won't work.
Yeah, well, just so you do know, based off of that lending history that you do have through one of our affiliate lenders, we do have you
borrow $10,000 back over 3 years. Okay.
Yeah. No, understood. That. Understood.
I
but
want
just so you know,
bigger amount in a longer term.
Yeah, so understand that we do have you pre-approved for both the equipment financing and working capital already up to $250,000, and that's based off of your previous borrowing history.
Okay, but how the heck am I supposed to pay $250,000 back in 3 years?
Because the only way we do lend like that is we have to assess your use of funds, and typically we only lend if there's going to be a good return on investment. I mean, it kind of depends on what did your sales look like last year?
I don't know.
Okay, okay. Because with our working capital programs, typically, like I said before, we have the pre-approved $250,000. However, the biggest factor is your sales, and that's what we base our working capital loans off of, and typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that top-line revenue. So that's kind of why you're saying if you take out $300,000, we're not going to be able to offer that because you don't have the sales to match it. And that's why we usually are able to have people pay us the amount because it's all based off of their sales.
Yeah. I mean, I don't follow that all, but
okay. Okay, well, how about this, Vincent? Are you still sitting at that email here, Vincent, at german-auto-specialists.com?
Yep.
Okay, let me shoot you over a quick email right now. It's just going to have my personal contact information. And then that way, if something does come up, maybe you do decide to bring on some new equipment or something along those lines, you can always get in contact with me and we can work together.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Vincent. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.